You know, it's always good, but sometimes it's even better. Thanks again so much to the musicians for the talent and the ability and the anointing and the faithfulness that makes one whole half of what Jubilee is possible, which is the power of praise. You know, God likes it. Anybody else got something before we go on? Okay. Have you ever had like one word out of one verse just speak to you, talk to you so deeply that like stuff just explodes in you and you can't get away from it? You ever had that happen? Just one word and just, whoa, out of one verse. Happened to me this week. I was actually going to look up joy. I had joy on my mind. And so I just wanted to go, and there were a couple of verses that came to mind, especially where Jesus said in John 15:11, he said that my joy may remain in you and your joy may be made full, is the way we see it. That's plerao, which is like fulfilled, filled up. That your joy, and that was on my mind. And so I flipped over there and I'm going, I know that's in John. It's in that marvelous night that we find in 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17th chapter of John. And so I was going to look it up, and because I had that joy, the idea from the what we talked about last week when we centered down in the 18th verse of the 4th chapter of 1 John, and we looked at the word phobos and talked about the idea that originally it was like a withdrawal or a retreat in military terms. And as the word developed, the idea was that you were fleeing from something, you withdrew from something because you had inadequate resources that you were lacking, right? Y'all remember that? Fear. You're withdrawing because you're afraid you don't have what it takes to get it done. And as we talked about it last week, and I was meditating on it from 2 Peter, 4th verse, 1st chapter, where he said that you've been given divine powers, and that through these divine powers and these precious promises, you've been partakers of the divine life. And I'm going, you know, that just should be our attitude. We should never withdraw because we feel like we're inadequate or we're lacking resources. We have the very resources of the divine nature, of the divine power of God Almighty through his Son Jesus, by his Spirit living in us. We are, as we just, we're one in him. And that's where the idea, like, whoa, oh, joy, I just joy, I'm excited. And so I was looking it up, and I came over to 16th chapter of John as I was looking at it. Before I saw the joy part, I looked at 15, I was looking at 16, and I was looking in the Modern English Version, and here's what I saw in the 25th verse of the 16th chapter of John. I have told you these things, say these things, okay, there's one. I have told you these things in Proverbs, say Proverbs. There's two. But the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in Proverbs, for I will speak to you plainly. Say plainly. Plainly. That's the word. I will speak to you plainly about the Father. And I had a come apart. I was looking at that one word, and I'm thinking this is Jesus that night talking to his guys, and he said, I will, the King James says, show you, and we're going to talk about that too, plainly. King James says, of the Father. This is about the Father. I will speak to you plainly about the Father. The Son of God said, I'm going to tell you plainly about the Father. Nobody, these are the thoughts going through my mind. No one knows the Father like the Son. In fact, Jesus said, you can't even come to know the Father except the Son show him or disclose him to you. If you want to get to God, the Father, you got to come through me, the Son. And as we sang earlier, as we see in the 17th chapter, they are one. One. But it doesn't stop there. You understand, that's just later on in the same evening that Jesus said, I'm going to tell you plainly concerning or about the Father. And he said, I'm in you. You're in me, that they may be one. Father, I am in you, and you in me. I'm in them, that we may all be one, so that the whole world may come to recognize that because you love them, you sent me. Wow. These things, Jesus said, these things have I spoken to you. And I mean, this went on for days. Like, was he talking about these things, like this stuff I've just talked to you about, that, you know, you abide in me and my words abide in you, you ask what you will, it shall be done unto you? Is that what he's talking about? Are you talking about, you know, up to now you hadn't asked me anything, ask the Father? Or is he talking about, you know, where Philip said, show us the Father. He said, have you seen me? Is he talking about these things? Is he talking about the fact that he just got through saying that up to now, 24 verse, up to now you've asked me nothing?